you know, his training and whatnot, and an article had came out about his recovery, and Liver Shakes was in there, and I've never heard of it before, so I was like, oh, you know, might just give it a try. And so it's not just straight liver. It's, you know, it has some protein and spinach and, you know, vegetables and fruit in there as well. And, you know, started drinking that a lot, especially post-game, and tried to get back ready for the week and just helped my muscles recover a lot faster and gave me a lot more energy and whatnot. So became a part of my my recovery. That's a big thing for me, and taking care of my body. It doesn't taste bad. Definitely a big one. You know, being an Arizona kid and, you know, seeing him and the success that he had, you know, early, it was definitely, you know, that guy pretty much runs Arizona. You know, everybody knows about him, and, you know, he's the face of the Cardinals. And just to be able to see how he carries himself is definitely, you know, a guy that I try to emulate, you know, when it comes to character and stuff that he does off the field, and just, you know, how humble he is. And, you know, anytime you get a high character guy like that, and to be able to go out on the field and you know, do what you're able to do at a high level, you know, I think it's awesome. Yes, sir. I've met him a lot growing up, and then, you know, here and there, actually played football, you know, a couple years with Kurt Warner's son, and used to train, you know, with Kurt, and still do. He was out there, you know, we were doing combine training, so I know Kurt Warner real well, and actually exchanged texts with Larry this year. A couple of times or whatnot, just to keep up the hard work. So it was awesome. I just smile because I know I can do it. And, you know, that's definitely, you know, been some of the questions in my formal interviews on, you know, if I can do it. And, you know, I know 100% that I can do it. You know, whenever a coach tells me, you know, to do something, I'm going to do the best of my ability, and I have the confidence that I can go outside, win one-on-one, get off a press. And, you know, at Texas A&M, I was asked to play in the slot, and that's what I did. And, you know, if they were to ask me to play outside, I believe I would have thrived there as well. Yeah. I think I have a combination of it all. You know, definitely strength to get off a press at the line of scrimmage, and then the speed and quickness. You know, I'm smart, and so I know how to set up defenders, set up DBs, and get into my route and to be decisive at the top of my route and create separation. I felt, you know, that's one of the best things I did was to be able to create separation and get yards after the catch. In college? To be more consistent at times. You know, I felt at times, you know, just kind of getting a groove offensively. You know, we kind of struggled, you know, a little bit, and, you know, there was times, you know, just as a morale offensively, you know, it just wasn't there. And, you know, I felt that, you know, we could have brought a little bit more consistently, especially me. You know, at times I would have some uncharacteristic drops, you know, that I definitely worked on. I put a lot of pressure on myself, especially this year, to try to go out and make every play. That's just how I am. You know, I like being a perfectionist. So, you know, once I kind of got past that and just was a natural player, you know, it settled in. So I don't really have, you know, too many regrets, you know, when I'm looking back on it. I think I'm at the top. You know, I think you're wrong if you don't believe that you are. I think you should have, you know, the confidence that, you know, every time you step on the field, you know, you're the best player out there. So, you know, I have 100% confidence in what I can do and, you know, what I'm going to be able to do at the next level. With the Packers, informal interview. Not that I know of. I wouldn't say it hurt me. At the end of the day, I still have to go out there and make plays. You know, definitely it's you know, a little bit of a speed bump when you have to, you know, keep developing timing, you know, with different quarterbacks, and, you know, each one has different tendencies and whatnot. So that was definitely a challenge, you know, but the quarterback turnover is you know, is what it is nowadays, you know, especially in, you know, college and the NFL, and, you know, you have to get used to that on the fly. My job is to go out there and make plays and catch balls and make that easier on them. So it's more on me. What was that? One more time. Yeah, it was awesome. Definitely probably my favorite game of my, you know, collegiate career. You know, just because it was my last one, and to take the field one last time, you know, and that uniform and that university and that program did so much for me as a person, and you know, set me up, you know, big time for the future. And, you know, all those guys, you know, especially all the young guys that I was fortunate to play with, definitely was awesome to see them grow and then take the field with them one more time. So it meant a lot. I would say, you know, my vision, being able to possess the ball, possession is number one. That's the big part about returning is, natural ability. It's kind of God-given, I believe. And, there's some things, that you're able to do and kind of formulate. But at the end of the day, too, you have to have the long speed to go ahead and be able to finish. Can't get hawked, can't get run down. You got to get in the end zone. So I think that's what separates me. Yeah, I think, it just adds to it. Like I said, I pride myself on being a dynamic player. And, at the end of the day, I'm here to make big plays. And so, wherever that's at on the field, offense, outside, inside, from the backfield, punt return, kick return, I want to be a force in all phases of the game. So definitely take a lot of pride in special teams. Yeah. Well, I played running back a lot growing up as a kid until I got into high school. We had a running back. When I was a freshman, I played varsity, and the running back at the time was DJ Foster, who's now with the Arizona Cardinals. So I really started diving into playing receiver. And so after the catch just came natural to me just because I had done it for so long. And it definitely helps me with the return game. And like I said, yards after the catch, once you get the ball, you turn into a running back. And so being able to use a stiff arm spin move or, you even have to run through a guy and just be physical. I kind of pride myself on being, one of the best runners, after the catch. And it's definitely helped out my game a lot. Well, the goal, first off was to make it to the Division I level. I set my goals and phases, they're always changing. And, once I kind of got after my first couple offers in high school, that's when I really kind of knew that, this might be able to take me somewhere. And then when I got to college, there was a plan, to go in there and be a top guy. I said it earlier, I don't do anything to be average. I didn't want to go to college and just be another guy, another college football player. I wanted to be one of the top guys, and I worked my way to the top, and, I have the same plan for going into the league. I don't just want to be another guy in the league. I want to be, when they talk about top receivers, I want to be my name to be mentioned. So being able to do that and just kind of notice where my hard work was getting me and how it paid off, that's when it really clicked. A lot. I definitely want to, be able to keep the streak alive. It's definitely something special to be able to do that and what every kid dreams of, and it's definitely my goal. I've always worked to be a first-round draft pick, and, like I said, it's something special. But obviously, none of that matters once, you step on the field and you lace up those cleats. But definitely would be nice to, be able to keep that streak alive and, keep on the, A&M tradition, because we have great football players over there and they develop great football players. Yeah, right. I would say it's early off in my collegiate career. That's when, my freshman year, I didn't miss any games my whole entire college career, but, freshman year, about, game five or six, that's when the hits really started taking a toll. My body was just kind of getting used to it. And so I'd be dinged up here and there, and I just had to find some way to be able to get 100%. And so that's when, the acupuncture, the cold, cold tubs, the cupping and, changing my diet, gave me a lot more energy, and the stretching. I really just dove into that and pretty much became obsessed with it. And that helped me a lot. And really a credit to not missing any games while I was at A&M. It's pretty strict. My friends look at me crazy because, it's obviously different, when they're trying to go out to eat and whatnot. And especially during this past 8 weeks, I was a really, really strict diet. Seeing about like 2,400 calories a day, low carb, high protein, and really just dove into making sure I was in the best shape when I got here. So, it definitely helps out a lot. But I do on occasion give myself a cheat meal because, it's able to keep you on pace. It's usually probably a burger, some fries, or a pizza. I usually like to dive into some of that. Yep. Yeah. Oh, for sure. You know, I had a bunch of my friends after that game. You know, I could definitely see you, you know, in the future, you know, scoring more touchdowns there and whatnot. But it was an awesome stadium. Loved the city. The whole bowl experience was amazing for sure. And, you know, like I said, it was, you know, a great experience. And, you know, definitely one that, that I'll remember. What was that? I think, you know, possession's number one. Possession's number one. You got to be able to catch the ball. You know, that's one thing that Coach Banks, our special teams coach, really prided on, you know, us on, and, you know, really kind of harped on me to make sure I do that. And then, you know, setting up your blocks. You know, there's usually always a scheme or, you know, set return that we have, and it's just being able to execute it. And then, obviously, you have to have the talent to have the speed to go and finish, you know, return the 80-yard, you know, punt return touchdowns. You got to have the long speed to go and finish. So, I think that's the key for it. Yeah. Tons of talent. Tons of talent. I think his ceiling is really high. I think the will to be really good is there for him. You know, the speed of the game was tough. You know, being a freshman and getting, you know, thrown into, you know, the first game, thrown into the fire after your starter just got, you know, hurt. And, you know, I don't know if Kellen was expecting to play, but obviously you have to be ready. But I can only imagine, you know, especially being a quarterback and putting in that type of game. And he took it, you know, he rolled with the punches. And, you know, he played as well as he could. And, you know, I love the kid's attitude. You know, he's a humble kid and just never really seemed fazed, you know, by the moment. You know, obviously there were some tough times, but, you know, we always had his back and I was always working with him to get him better. I think my speed, my physicality, the way I'm able to set up my routes. I understand football. I pride myself on being a smart football player, and so I don't think you can, you know, just move position to position if you don't understand the concept, what the guy on the other side is running, understanding defenses and whatnot. There's a lot more that goes into it than just being 6 foot and above, 200 some pounds. You have to be able to do all phases of the game. You know, there's a lot of receivers in the league right now that are under 6 foot that are excelling. And, you know, I'm just, you know, ready to go out there and prove that I can be another guy where height doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, there's Antonio Browns, the Odell Beckhams, the Golden Tates. You know, I watch all those guys. You know, I'm big on watching NFL film and being able to pick tools that guys do, you know, really good in their game and try to emulate it in mine. And, you know, just have a toolbox and be able to, you know, pull out of that and, you know, kind of emulate it in your game. Yeah. You know, I think it goes back to, you know, understanding, you know, your offense and understanding the concept and, you know, being able to set up your routes. You know, if every route looks the same, you know, the DB's not going to know what you're running. Being decisive at the top of your routes. And then at the end of the day, it's creating separation, especially at the NFL. That separation, you know, in college it's like this. Separation in NFL is like this. So, you know, every ounce you can get, you know, definitely helps out. So that's definitely one thing that I'm definitely, you know, going to have to work on. I'm not saying that it's one of my weaknesses, but you got to keep getting better at that point. What was that? Only an informal, no formal interview with them. I talked to Dallas. Just we went over coverages and, you know, just being able to understand our offense and, you know, just a typical informal interview, getting to know them and just them getting to know me. So, yeah. He's authoritative. He knows what he wants out of his guys, and that's what he expects. And he's going to let you know if he's not seeing it. And I think, you know, just the way he's able to portray a message and the culture that he set in our room, guys just buy into him easily. And I think that's why it was so easy for us to go into the bowl game once he took over as interim head coach to go out there and play for him. I know every guy in that locker room would run through a brick wall for him just because of the love that he shows for us. But at the end of the day, he's always working to get us better. Obviously, yeah, it would be awesome, you know, be able to go back home and play with those guys. You know, DJ's a real close friend of mine and somebody who I have a really close relationship with. So being able to do that would be awesome. It would be surreal for sure. I have a formal with both of them tonight. Yes, sir. Formal. It's hard to pinpoint. Definitely have gotten that question a lot, you know, over the past 3 years, just because that was kind of the story of our season. You know, was, you know, starting off hot and then kind of cooling off at the end of the season, and it was tough. You know, obviously hate losing. You know, that's, you know, the part that I hate most. But you know, it's like I said, it's tough to pinpoint. You know, we went through some injuries and whatnot, but you know, it happened. But, you know, I know every game, you know, we stepped out there with the intent that we were going to go win and, you know, give it our all. Like I said, it's tough to pinpoint. You know, I know we got the guys in the room. You know, it's just the matter of going out there and executing.